Well, a new season of The Voice kicks off tonight on NBC. Dan and Shay will take over as coaches after Gwen Stefani leaves the show. But they're not super worried about it because it's not their first time on the show.
We learned a lot from Blake of what not to do, you know, because he was such a, you know, not successful at all in doing this. He's the king of The Voice. Yeah. We got to watch him and kind of, you know, see how he treated the contestants. We talk about that a lot, not just on The Voice, but we toured with him and watched how he treated everyone on the road. And that was a big, you know, lesson for us of, you know, those little things matter, you know, kindness matters on the road. And I feel like we were able to kind of watch him throughout his career and kind of had a template, you know, obviously doing country music and then, you know, doing The Voice, you know, we were able to kind of watch that. And, I don't know, Blake's just, he's always been so good to us, but there's so much more pressure, dude. It's like, it's our team.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we were able to come in and mentor, you know, and we did that with Niall's season as well. Yeah. We got to get in there and then we were like, cool, we'll see ya.
Okay.
You know, there's no pressure.
Dan and Shay will have just one button as they're doing their selecting during the blind auditions. So think of them kind of like conjoined twins, two bodies, but one mind.
And I heard they were practicing cues because they're mic'd up and they can't say, we should do it, we should do it, hit it. No, you hit it. So they've come up with a cue, like they would slap their knee twice, which means they want to hit the button.
Oh, so like a baseball coach.
Yeah.
But they have to, you know, touch the nose for the indicator, then touch the ear, chin, forehead,
they're gonna have
and then
signals.
Swipe the belt. Yeah.
They're going to have signals on The Voice, and it all starts tonight. Today is the day Buffalo Wild Wings is going to be walking the talk.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings restaurants are giving away free wings today because of the Super Bowl that went into overtime. Anyone can get 6 free boneless or traditional wings from the restaurant between 2 and 5 o'clock your local time today. So between 2 and 5 today, you will find Ryan and myself at Buffalo Wild Wings on East State Street.
Because I love free food. Yeah, and listen, if you're gonna write the check, you better be able to back it up.
I hope it's teriyaki chicken wings. Can we order what we want? Because I love the teriyaki.
Yeah, wings. You should be able to pick whatever sauce you want, right?
I would hope so. It's not just like, here's the Super Bowl special, they're uncooked wings. No, I don't want that.
Buffalo Wild Wings, please weigh in on this. Well, Major League Baseball is back, spring training happening in Arizona and in Florida, Steve. But the players don't like their new Nike uniforms because, well, the pants are see-through and allow fans to see their underwear. Players and fans say the new jerseys and pants both look cheap and flimsy, but all season long we'll be saying, I see London, I see France, I see Cody Bellinger's underpants, or something like that.
Oh, that's just a bad image in my head now. Ryan Gosling will be performing I'm Just Ken live at the Oscars next month.
Oh, boy.
The Canadian actor is up for Best Supporting Actor for his role as Ken in Barbie, and he's like, hell yeah, I'm going in and I'm going to perform it. No pressure.
No pressure at all. And of course, you know, he's already facing a little bit of heat for him getting the nomination for Best Original Song when Greta Gerwig didn't get like the Best Director and all the different things. So hopefully the pressure doesn't make him crack.
Now he wins. Now he'll have the last laugh.
Probably, right?
And Jimmy Buffett's 1963 Ford Falcon convertible was recently auctioned off. $258,500. And they're throwing in Buffett's surfboard and a signed guitar.
Oh, so that probably jacked the price up a little bit, too.
So Jimmy Buffett fans, pockets are deep. They wanted this car. One of them got it for $258,000. And that's your bits for today.